Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your GM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Taluga.
All right, last episode was particularly horny. Let's do a recap and get right into it. Last time on Dicey Situations, the Chaos crew confronted their captors inside the drow city of Manzobera. After a tense standoff finally cooled, the gang were formally introduced to the Snips, a rebel cell of displaced drow and myconids that resisted Lola's tyrannical rule. Vespera, eldest daughter of the rebellion's de facto leader Numera, led Taluga and Glebnor inside their hideout to debrief with her mother. Meanwhile, Theo got some much-needed R&R with the spore-kissed druid Kara. While Bleebly released some tension, Taluga was saddled with more stress, as he learned from Numera that Lola was working with Krizik to build some kind of massive structure inside the Drow City. Realizing that an alliance with Lola was doomed from the start, the team switched gears in their planning and went over some options with their new rebel allies. Glebnor made some new friends amongst the Snips, including some peculiar Myconid men and a jovial firebelly dwarf. After helping finish off a captured mind flayer and joining up with Theo after a quick round two, the Chaos crew met with Numera to plot the fall of the Spider Queen. I think we're going to actually start tonight's episode with all of you adding something to your inventory that I homebrewed earlier. So, if you guys wouldn't mind, we're going to actually start tonight's episode in the rooftops of Manzobera, this drow gothic city, these tall spires of buildings. There is a gentle sound as our players are learning how to use some new bracers they've been given by their new rebel allies. If everyone wouldn't mind adding swingline bracers to your character sheet, you guys are now straight up Spider-Manning it through the rooftops of Manzobera. I'm going to need some real quick acrobatics checks from everybody to kind of maybe see how well you adjust to using these new contraptions that the drow are pretty masterful at swinging with.
Dirty 20.
Hell yeah.
24.
11.
Okay. Pretty weird for you, Taluga. And you see Reggie also is not a quick study with these guys. So I think what's happening here is we're at the top of the rooftops of Manzobera, and you can see that Theo and Kara are swinging in front as she looks back and she's like, "You're actually like getting it, I think. You're doing pretty good."
Yeah, you know, it's not that hard. You know, you shoot where you're going and you get the angle to swing.
Yeah, get a good zip on it.
Yep.
She looks back and it's like, "Glebnor, all right." Glebnor, I think you've attached the web shooter to like just a pseudopod, but you're mostly using your actual pseudopods to swing around.
It's like an extension.
Basically, yeah. And then she looks back and she's like, "How you doing back there, Taluga?"
"Not great."
Yeah, it's just hard to get like a handle on these things. You can see that there are these small bracers that this silky spider web shoots out of, connecting to the side of a wall and zipping you forward. But the momentum is a little funky and you're getting yoinked around a lot. And you look behind you, and Reggie is holding onto the swing line for dear life, screaming, "I hate this so much, Taluga! It's horrible! Why aren't we walking?" As he tries to swing so slowly.
I don't know. I think I move faster than this thing swings me.
So would someone mind reading off what these bad boys do? For everyone home knows the mechanics we're dealing with today.
The swing line bracer. As a bonus action, you throw a length of webbing at a point on the surface, such as the ground or a wall. You can see within 30 feet, attaching one end of the webbing to that point. You then reel in the webbing, pulling yourself to an unoccupied space within 5 feet of that point. When you move in this way, opportunity attacks against you have disadvantage.
Sick. Pretty tight.
If you pulled yourself at least 15 feet straight towards a creature, you have advantage on your next melee attack.
Sick. All right. So I'm actually going to also ask for a round of stealth checks.
32.
27.
Nat 20 for 24.
Okay, there we go. Reggie rolled a nat 1.
Yeah.
And then he got his advantage because of his little cloak. So that got him a 6 plus 2, rounding it out to a tight 8. So
he is made of metal.
You guys are swinging through the rooftops here, but you are trying to be a little inconspicuous because you are rebels in this city. And you look up, and I can say even just your passive perception, you notice that there is a strange, almost like dirigible, that is kind of patrolling above the city of Manzobera.
Dirigible?
Dirigible? Dirigible? Dirigible? How do you say it?
Dirigible.
Dirigible?
Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's exactly, okay, okay. Dirigible? Dirigible?
Are we having an English lesson right now? What's going on? Dirigible?
I don't know.
Dirigible?
Dirigible? That's not right.
Dirigible.
Dirigible. Okay. I'm never saying that word again. You'll never hear it on this podcast one more time.
Zeppelins.
There is a floating arachnid-shaped zeppelin that has these large spotlights on it that is floating above the city. With your nat 20, Toluga, I think what you realize in this moment is it is more annoying using these little web shooters. Give me an arcana check with advantage.
Yay. 22.
22. All right. So because you're just swinging right now and you're not like trying to like zip forward as much, you like look down at your gun arm and you're like, this is a job for a tentacle.
I need the security of the suction cup.
So while everyone else is kind of adjusted to the fact that they are going to be using these cool bracers to swing around, you're like, I have a built-in one. So you push your arm forward. Give me a sleight of hand check, I guess.
Right. 19.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you... Fuck these bracers. You've got this.
I take it off. Get that off me. It's so weird.
Give it a cobbler.
I'll pick it back. Pick it back up.
Put it in the bag, yeah.
Put it in the bag.
All right, so yeah, you guys are swinging now silently through the rooftops of Manzobera. And with those stealth checks, you avoid the spotlights coming off of the dirigible. These like beams of light, they seem like they have some kind of yeah, it's very the intro of Batman. All right, I'm sorry, I watched Batman the Animated Series a lot as a child. I'm picturing this as like an underground Gotham. It's fine. We're mixing a lot of shit together, folks. That's what this podcast does. Okay, we're good. You guys are swinging, for comic fans, Spider-Man style, for my anime fans, Attack on Titan style. You guys are zipping through the streets here underneath the watchful eye of Lola's, surveillance apparatus that she uses to keep a tight eye on the city. Give me some perception checks as you guys swing around through here.
23.
19.
Okay. Nat 20 for 25.
Yo, chill out.
No.
Chill out.
No.
I do not like your energy today.
I love it.
You're coming in so hot and you just rolled two nat 20s in a row. I don't care for it. Okay. With a nat 20, you can see that this little venture here tonight, I think we're going to kind of start this session. I have a problem that I do not care for in D&D, which is I don't like when the players plan out a whole thing and then you watch them do the whole plan that you saw them already plan. So we're going to start in the middle of, we're going to assume that you guys have already come up with some fun plans for your assault on Lola and her, you know, tyrannical government. So we're going to start in the middle of a mission here. And as you guys are swinging, I think with a nat 20, you see the target of your first attack in the horizon. You see the construction site where they're building this strange new building to Krizik. It is in the distance now. As you get closer, you kind of use your thorn whip to pull yourself right up to where you can see the car was swinging. And she's like, oh, yeah, way better. Look at you go.
Yeah, yeah, no, I just needed one that was actually attached to me.
Yeah, that's it. We're almost there. That's the place up there. And I think with your other high perception checks back here, Glebnor, you look back, you can see Reggie has kind of finally got his balance. It's sort of like when a kid learns to ski and they're just kind of like, you know,
pizza!
Yeah. He's like, French fries! French fries! As he's trying to slow the swing line down with a 19. Theo, you're right behind Kara. God damn, does she look good swinging on that thing. Yeah, just tight back muscles as she pulls herself zipping through the city here. Okay. And with a nat 20, I think you kind of lead the group here. You all land gargoyle style on the side of a building, looking down into a strange construction site. The nat 20, you're just going to get a bunch of stuff. Okay, here we
awesome.
Go.
Awesome.
you guys are on top
he
of...
He finds the blueprints.
This, like, construction scaffolding. And you look down and you can see movement as they are still hard at work deep into the night here trying to build this structure. With a nat 20, you look down and you can see there are these strange arachnid-looking humanoids. Give me a history check. And I think you guys have all been in the Underdark before for a good bit. You guys have spent some time down here. Give me a history check with advantage, everybody.
9.
Tight, 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 tight. 14.
11.
Okay.
I got a minus one to these. How did I get the best?
Glemnor, you kind of heard talk back at the hideout of the Snips that they were you heard some of the people mentioning that they use these Eder caps as like slave labor. These are sort of like bipedal arachnid looking workers. They have like an insectoid head, but only they have kind of like sort of like flabby bodies. They're kind of bottom heavy. And they have just a kind of thick haunches and little legs. They're all wearing these like little safety vests. And you can see that they do have, more eyes than you would like and kind of clicking mandibles. And they're hard at work trying to put together like a piece of scaffolding here. You look down at the Nat 20, Tallulah, you can see there's four of them down there. But I think with a Nat 20, something else stands out to you. You can see there is this massive sort of mechanical construction spider that is moving the heavier pieces of the construction equipment here. It looks to be kind of a hodgepodge of Dreadforge parts that put together this massive machine. With a Nat 20, you look into the window of the cockpit of this big arachno mech.
He's the bad guy from Wild Wild West.
You know what? For funsies, we'll say this. It is a satyr man with a Snidely Whiplash kind of mustache. He has a little tight top hat on. And he's pulling on the controls, and he yells out over a speakerphone from the arachno mech, "Move, you air capsula! Move! We have much to do!" And he's moving like a ton of levers, and you see these like long mechanical spider arms are picking up construction materials as they start to build the corner of what you learned in last session, Theo, is some kind of strange prison down here. You can see you're all now hiding in the shadows above this spot. Kara looks over at you, Theo, and she's like, so this is the place. We have our plan. We're going to hit Lola hard and fast. Just like me and you last night, huh? And she looks like a real quick nudge.
He's two over there.
Oh, sorry.
What? You hit him?
No, we were...
You told him about the birds and the bees. He knows.
He's two.
We were...
But he knows.
We were.
He's two.
We were
but he knows.
We were wrestling, Glebnor. We were wrestling. And sometimes when you wrestle, one
shut up
person wins really hard.
Okay. We're on a plan. So,
no, we're in the middle of the plan. Okay.
I won twice.
Yeah, he did. Okay.
Is he ready? High five.
Okay, enough, you two. I'm gonna say it. I don't like this. I don't care for it. It's clouding everyone's head during the mission.
Do I have the bag of holding now?
Yeah.
Okay. How does the bracer work? Like, do you have to like
do you
press
have to
a
hit
button?
It with the two fingers in the middle?
It's 100% Spider-Man rules. You gotta go. You
thwip,
put your
thwip.
Hand into a nice thwipping two finger back motion. Press a button on your palm, I think, for funsies, and that's where it sprays the webbing out.
I'm just gonna walk over to Reggie as he's saying all this, point his hand at something, and press the button so he gets.
Yeah. He gets guys. We're in the middle of a stealth op.
All right.
Okay.
Oops.
I open the bag.
Cobbler, you ready? Orbital shock drop, Cobbler. Look at all these rocks.
Put your bracers on.
You got your stealth gear? Suit up.
Cobbler digs into the bag. He pulls out a ski mask. He pulls it over his head. It does not fit. Just shards of rock are sticking through it now.
Perfect.
I'm gonna give you this. I'm gonna, as a group, I'm gonna use the what was it?
Pass out trace. Okay, awesome. A wave of shadow ripples over your group. Zikara's like, okay, good idea.
Yeah.
All right. So we got to hit all these places at once tonight. I figure we take out if we can hit this place fast, then they'll assume that we're going for the complex. And she'll send troops here, and that'll give us enough time to zip over to the palace, sneak in, kill a queen.
Okay.
Yeah. Tight, right?
Yeah. All right. Let's go kill the guy in the scarab over there.
Oh, yeah. All right. Sweet. All right. So I'm going to go coordinate with the rest of the team. We're going to send about 20 or so to hit the dirigible. And hopefully that'll make them think that we have like tons of soldiers in the city. It's a full-on revolution. Okay. And she hunches down. She hands Reggie a map. She's like, this is the service entrance you're going to take into the palace. This is where, you know, usually Lola gets hungry, so they'll bring kind of stragglers that they kidnap from down in the Underdark, grab them up, bring them over to her for dinner. It's a nice tight passage, but you guys will be able to sneak in there, no problem. All right, Reggie, you're a part of the plan. You ready? Reggie looks up. He's like, I've been working on this spell all night. I am super excited.
Is it Vortex Warp?
Nope. He cracks his knuckles and he's like, okay, we can't let Lola know that we're part of this yet. We don't want her to understand that, you know, we've betrayed her. So I learned a new spell. It's kind of like my disguise spell, but for everybody. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. He puts his hands together. There's a little swirl of magic and a wave of illusion shapes out. He's going to cast Seeming on the group. And you all appear to be now, you have these, it's essentially like a disguise self spell on multiple people. You all look like drow nobles now. And you are wearing the tabard of House Ronso. They're one of the royal houses that are still loyal to Lola. So if anything gets back to Lola, it'll seem that her own house is turned on her.
Are we aware of this lineage? Or do we just have the clothes on?
I think probably in the planning process, Numera decided it might be best to spread discord among those loyal nobles. But yeah, I think so. Definitely. But you guys can tell me, what do you guys look like as drow nobles? You can all describe your new appearance in your, disguised selfed selves. What do you got there, Mark? I feel like you're really noodling.
You know when SpongeBob's like rich as fuck? He's got that like tucked in fucking puffy thing in the front.
Yep.
Yeah, that. I'm also square.
You're a square drow?
Yeah, why not?
Just boxy looking?
Yeah.
Wide shoulders, thin hips.
Thin little spindly mustache.
Oh yeah, really choding it up. I like it.
Yeah.
Reggie, sorry.
Chode?
Nothing, it's cool. Reggie looks like a little, like, kind of like prim and proper drow boy. He's like, oh, I'm so fancy.
A real foppish dandy.
I'm quite foppish. What do you look like over there, Taluga?
Just a drow version of the elf in the flashback episode. So I'm just a drow elf woman.
Beautiful elf and woman. Look exactly the same, but you're just a shade of purple now.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Weird. And keeps finally, making me women.
Theo, how do you do? What do you got?
So I think Theo's drow look, has like slicked back hair, a monocle, like kind of like a whatever their idea of like a suit would be,
mm-hmm,
with suspenders that have like little spiders on them.
Perfect.
Man, fuck.
Really selling it.
Yeah, you gotta look
snap
the part.
You gotta snap.
Oh yeah, no, I'm gonna walk around like this.
Oh hell yeah!
I should have did that. You a dapper motherfucker.
Sikara's like, you look good.
Yeah.
Well, you look all right, good. Save it for later.
No, hey, I'm gonna.
Hey, don't slip over there.
Hey, shut up. So you guys are all hunched up here. Give me one more stealth check now. Thank God you guys are passed without trace on.
36.
30.
I nat 1 for an 18. Because I hit max guidance.
Okay. Still a nat 1, but not that bad. Let me just make a quick one for Reggie. Reggie also got a nat 1 on the first one, but he has a stupid little cape now from Theo. Thank that was you could not have given that to a better person. So he gets a 26. So I think you guys are all hidden in the shadows of the scaffolding of this construction site. And I think I'm going to give you guys a surprise round. Even with a nat 1, I feel like you guys, those rolls are so goddamn high, and these guys' path perception's not that great. Kara looks over at you, Theo. She's like, okay, be safe. We'll meet up after.
We'll talk.
Yeah, we'll,
talk.
We'll all reconvene at the palace, for the final push. Okay.
Bye. There will be a final push.
Yeah. She gives you like a little, gives you a quick, peck on the cheek and then like zips away on her, spider line.
Try to pinch her ass. She goes,
just.
Reggie, no, I'm not doing that. Listen, now that she's gone, and I know we're in the middle of the mission, but we have to have a talk. What are you doing? You're crazy. You're just...
I'm doing it.
Oh, shut up. I hate how confident he's become. It was bad enough when you were a god, but now you're getting laid, and you have a certain charm
I'm not
like.
I'm a god that gets laid. I mean, that's what happens with gods.
I did see him laying down.
Yeah, see?
What?
I mean... I went in and I got the stuff and I got right out and I didn't see anything.
Did you see his little butt?
Inside check.
You saw his little
inside
butt.
Checking.
Didn't you?
Give me an inside check, Deluga. You can give me a deception check if you wouldn't mind, Glebnor.
Suck it, Nat 20! I didn't see shit!
Get him out of the way now, guys.
What'd you roll?
17.
Yeah, that's right, you rolled a 17. That would have been good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're not really sure. It's hard to tell with Glebnor sometimes.
Whatever. He's not my responsibility still.
Wait, what? I thought I was back into being your responsibility because Reggie's so incompetent.
Nah, you're still under Bleeb's watch.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I'm just saying. Just, you know. It's gonna be messy when we leave. We have to leave in a few days.
Wait, you didn't say anything about
a few days
about him getting married to like seven people.
That's, I'm not married.
I mean, it's too vague.
You married what's her face?
You're definitely
who? Ivy.
No, definitely.
You got a whole thing going on with Bouncicles.
For sure.
That's a beautiful friendship. I'll have you
that
know
that could turn into something more.
Listen,
I see the way you two look at each other.
Hey.
We can all you blame me?
No!
I'm just saying, we have to get back to Budkali soon. I mean, this is, like, obviously wicked sick. But, we're doing right, a little rebellion, right. But...
Reggie, yeah. Just because you're the last of your kind, you know, you might be a little jealous that I'm...
Whoa! Yeah. Wow!
Bleebs!
I'm just saying, he could be.
Reggie, no, we can have Yarno make, him,
over
a,
here.
Make him a toaster or something right. He can cut him up with.
I'm kicking this thing off.
Yeah, let's do this.
So wait, who's handling the
dirigible? The other team. They're going to assault the dirigible.
Team two.
While you guys hit this place. There's basically small attacks going to be taking place all over Manzobera tonight. All
right, Daddy, I have a plan. I'm not... What are you? Anyways.
Great idea here. You and me, we deceive our way in, and then we break stuff from the inside.
How far away is the scarab?
It looks like it's about 50 feet away from you down on the ground.
Oh, perfect. That's within my range.
I think while Reggie and Toluga are, like, actually getting a good plan, Theo's over here with Glebnor. So you're going to sneak in, climb right up, and then, get in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
I'll cover you.
Yes. Listen to my plan.
Okay, oh. I literally got distracted. What are you two planning over there?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so at this point...
Distraction achieved.
At this
Damn
point...
Damn it!
You and Reggie... Toluga and Reggie were talking about something, and Toluga and... Theo were...
Bleebly.
Yeah, we were talking about something, and basically, Theo, since he's in, you know, watching over Glebnor... All right, everybody got their plane?
Yes!
Go!
I'm already flipped over.
All right, let's roll some initiative, gentlemen.
Wait, we're so stealthy.
Yeah, we're rolling initiative to see the order of how you guys do your bullshit.
16.
Okay. 25.
Hey, you actually went ahead of me.
Yes!
10.
Okay, Reggie got an 11. Theo, you're first in the initiative. What would you like to do? Just to give you a little rundown here of what you're looking at. You look down, you can see that these Eder caps are kind of spread out along the battlefield. There's no range they could be at that's a real problem for you. They're all within range of all of your guns. You can also see the giant mechanical arachnids moving around. I will say, because this guy is fully inside of a glass case, he has full cover inside the machine.
How strong's the window?
Okay. Is it a truck window?
We've established those are insanely strong.
You give me a perception check.
What are they cheap out on?
You
this?
See the same brand etched into the bottom left
corner. Shut up, that's exactly what's happening. Shut up.
12.
Yeah, with a 12, you can see there's a logo on the glass.
Indestructco.
Yeah. It
God,
looks
they gotta be the best
so
window maker
strong.
In all.
We
land.
Gotta find that company.
Yeah. Just
there's no way that's regular glass.
It's gotta be
crystal
something.
Or something.
It's probably
something.
Tempered or something, right? Yeah. I've heard that word before.
Yeah.
In surveying everything that's around, is there anyone who looks like they're in charge, like outside of that guy that's in the mech?
The Eder caps are like slaves. Do we need to kill them?
Kinda. They're like pudgy little monstrosities. I will say,
because they're ugly, we get to kill them?
I think with your base insight, you can tell these are evil monsters. Like, these are made with demonic and arachno magic.
Okay.
You will feel not super guilty killing these. I'm going to say that. And I think you can see that there's one in the corner. He's wearing like a little foreman hat. And he has like a magazine out. He's kind of flipping through. It's like Eating Human Children Quarterly. It's just advice for murdering children. As he's flipping through it on his break.
Human children?
What does he look like?
Just a pudgy, like about like a 5 foot tall kind of, it has like the head of a spider, but it lacks all the, like most of the legs. So it's almost like kind of just like a pudgy humanoid body with like a frumpy spider head.
Okay.
Does he have a thorax?
Can I?
Gross.
Got a thick thorax.
Can I sneak to like where he is or like as close as possible? Put the silencers on my gun and then shoot him?
Yeah. Give me a stealth check.
38.
Okay. I think this thing doesn't even hear the very gentle thwip sound coming from your wrist as you swing into the construction site under cover of night here. I mean, you're underground, so it's always night. But you get behind this creature and you like you're like look over his shoulder and he's like going over diagrams of like, oh, children, you snapped the neck first. Oh, no. As he's flipping around, he doesn't feel the butt of your gun right behind his neck. Go ahead and make your attack roll if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, yeah. Little legs. Great. Delicious.
Is this a surprise round?
This is a surprise round, yeah.
Would I have advantage?
I'm going to give you advantage because your stealth check was so high.
So 29 down to, I take 5, so 24.
Yeah, that'll hit. This guy's just a little safety vest on. They don't have super high AC, unfortunately.
23 damage on the first shot.
He's still alive, but now he has a hole in his neck. There's a very, very quiet silence. The shot goes off. There's a little squirt of blood. He's like,
16 on the second.
16 hits.
24 damage on the second shot.
Okay, and with that faint last final pop of the gun, this thing goes slack. Falls at your feet dead.
Yeah, just two quick bullets through his throat. And I'm going to take, because I have proficiency in disguise kit, I'm going to try and take everything that he has as like, okay, and put it on and then try and do everything I can to look like him so then I can boss people around as I go around.
Give me a performance or deception check.
You know what? Let's go performance. Ah!
You can use the luck point.
I am using a luck point.
You're using a luck point on that?
Yeah, I am. 18!
There's like
well played.
There's a gentle sound of a body hitting the ground, and then one of the Eitercap looks up, and then Theo, you walk out. You look like a drow. You're just a drow man wearing a little high-vis vest and a little hat. And the thing looks up at you and is like, Gary?
No, I'm the new guy.
Oh.
Francis? Yeah.
Okay. You're the new foreman?
I am. Yeah, they fired Gary.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Apparently he was stealing. Yeah.
Wow.
Stealing from Krizik. Can you imagine?
I can't believe it.
Yeah, right? You never think Gary would be the guy.
Oh, he loved eating kids and hanging out.
Yeah.
It's like a good all around good
apparently
dude.
Apparently he was saving kids.
Oh!
Right?
Oh my God! What a betrayal!
Right?
Oh, jeez. Well, yeah. You know, we're kind of well underway the construction process here. You know, about a month or so, we should be ready to really house some people, you know?
that'd be good. You know what you guys should do? You've been working real hard. Yeah. I think you should take a 15-minute break.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, go huddle up by that table over there and just, you know, have a break.
Guys, we're getting our first break!
Okay. Glebnor, it's your turn. You watch as the Eitercaps kind of put down their construction tools, and three of them walk over to a break table and start, you know, you see a guy just, like, bringing out, like, a packed lunch. Make a perception check, actually.
Nat 20. Why am I wasting these?
See this guy? He's, like, unpacking a bagged lunch, and he's like,
oh, have you guys seen these? There's, like, I'm special. I got shipped over here from the other side of the dark. It's called a crutz.
And there's a wet, dirty crud sandwich, nasty newspaper. It's soaking wet. There's like staples dripping out of the bag. Oh, it's good stuff.
comes with a blue, blue pamphlet. Everyone.
Well, these guys can't read.
Dad. That guy's having a staple deluxe. Crud's really doing good.
Yeah, Governor, it's your turn.
Do I see the construction trailer from my vantage point? Sure. I imagine Bleebly's at it.
Yeah, we'll add a construction trailer that I didn't put on this map, but in my head, sure, yeah. We're a theater of the mind, baby. Of course there's a construction trailer.
Do I see a steam whistle on the side of it?
Make an investigation check.
13.
Yeah, a little steam whistle on the side.
So I go against my original plan and go down there and pull the steam whistle and scream out, quitting time, boys.
Luck check.
No, I'm going to go with my original plan. The mech spider.
Mm-hmm.
But you are two. Two-year-olds love whistles.
But they also love Tonka trucks.
True.
The mech spider.
Uh-huh.
How sealed up does this thing look?
I mean,
there's got to be ways in.
I'm going to say it's a giant work of artifice. I mean, much like a real spider, it basically runs on hydraulics. So, yeah, there's like steam coming out the sides of these massive mechanical legs. It's moving around, pushing dirt out of the way. Let's check here.
Unless you moved, you said it was 50 from me.
Yeah, so 55 from you. It's on the ground now, and you can see it's like moving these big steel beams, trying to put them into place.
And I'm up high, correct?
Yeah.
How high is the ceiling from me?
The ceiling of, like, the world?
The Underdark, but yeah.
Hundreds of feet above you. There's stalactites and stuff.
Fuck. How low are the stalactites? Is there something I can thwip onto?
You can thwip onto any of the scaffolding of the, like, makeshift, building that's being, you know, constructed here. Wow. Plenty of places to thwip.
Is the scaffolding OSHA safe, though?
Definitely not.
No. So then, if he thwips on, yeah. Is there a chance the pipe staging just collapses?
I weigh so much. My counterweight pulling on that is going to be insane.
There's a decent chance that happens. You are basically like a big green wrecking ball. So if you were to latch in the wrong spot of the scaffolding around here, who knows?
I want to get inside the spider.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have the movement for this?
I mean, with your movement, you can get down out of that machine, no problem.
Can you bonus action dash?
I can bonus action dash.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to bone dash.
Okay.
Stealthily.
Sure.
To get inside the control room of the spider.
Okay, give me first off a stealth check, because you're zipping down across the way.
Let's call that a 42.
Dog, where are you trying to go?
You inside the control room with the satyr douche.
Okay, give me, we'll call this just like an acrobatics check. With that high of a stealth check, we give you advantage. You like swing over the scaffolding, and all these guys are just down there eating their lunch, and they're now fighting over the crud sandwich.
19.
The 19, you kind of splat onto the side of this big arachno mech, and
sluice.
You can see that, he's in like a, you know, like it's a tight chamber here, like the actual, like,
I'm
the
amorphous.
Cockpit's locked, but you can see that, like, it's not all locked. There are tiny, almost like pathways of piping that go underneath the cockpit seat, and you just pour yourself into them. You'll be starting combat inside the cockpit. I think we'll do that.
Yes. All I'm picturing is like the cockpit, and in like a second, I just picture Glebnor filling the whole thing and pushing the guy against the glass, and he's like, ugh!
So was my action getting in?
I think we're going to call that, yeah.
Okay.
I think that'll be your action, is and just bonus swinging and getting in okay. there. Perfect.
Drum my fingers together.
So we're still in the surprise round. So that gets up to Reggie.
I'll tell you who's going to be surprised.
Reggie looks over you to Lugi. He's like, what are you going to do? Should I help you? What's the plan?
I don't know. I was going to thwip on in there.
Yeah. Maybe you can help Glebnor kill that guy?
I don't want to help Glebnor.
Come on. He's been better. He's been good down here. He needs focus.
What if you vortex warp me into the cockpit?
Oh, that's so funny. That guy will be so mad. No, yeah, let's do it.
It's just going to be so hilarious.
He's going to get killed so fast.
Oh my God. He's all these bones are going to get a turn, like, in his life.
So, there is a swirl of vortex magic around you, and you are inside of a very tiny cockpit. You're basically in the lap of a satyr man.
Gross! Molestation! He's molesting
me! No! What the hell?
It is now your turn. You're inside the cockpit.
Get off me!
Get off me, and you're sitting in his lap.
You disgusting freak, get off me! And I'm gonna unarmed strike.
So you're just in his lap punching him in the face?
Yeah.
You're straddling him?
An 18?
18 hits.
As you pour into the cockpit.
This is gonna be a bad
nat
sight.
20.
Okay, both hit. All your damage. Man, this is going so bad.
Nat
so
20,
quick.
hit for 18 damage.
Jesus Christ.
And then the other one hit for 10.
Okay. Yeah, you're in the cockpit just mollywopping.
And then I bonus action. Do I want to flurry? I'll flurry just to be safe. I don't know how much health he's got left.
It's so stupid.
Really, really lay it on.
Yeah. 16.
16 hits. Just hits.
12 points of damage.
Okay, okay.
28.
28 hits.
For 8 points of damage.
Okay. In 12 seconds, basically, you are teleported inside of a cockpit. You're on the lap of a satyr mate, and you start brutally pummeling him. He's still alive, but he has a black eye now. He's missing a tooth, and you're just punching him in the face.
Get
in
off
his
me!
Lap.
Get off me!
You're on me! You are on me!
Get off me! What did you do to me? Why
you're
am I here?
Me. Get off me!
Who are you? Why am I here?
Why am I here? That is the Ettercap's turn. They're in a surprise round. They're just standing around the water cooler, basically. Like, man, whoa, never had a break. It's nice. Top of the round in real initiative. Theo, that is your turn.
How strong do these three look?
You know, just guys.
So like if a mortar exploded on them?
I mean, it took you 2 shots with your gun to kill one. You know that. Mm-hmm. They're sturdy enough for, you know, what you would need for a labor force kind of like this. So.
All right. Well, I take out the hand mortar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Since they're all within 5
feet. Yeah, they're all standing around a little table now, fighting over one sandwich.
I want to hit, like, the guy that's in the middle where 2 people are on each side of him.
Uh-huh.
Basically, like, yeah. So I'm going to hit the middle guy, or at least shoot at the middle guy.
Sure.
It's nat 1, but I'm going to use my last luck point. Because we only have 2 still currently, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
For now. For a long time.
21 down to a 16.
16 hits.
26 damage to the guy that gets hit.
Okay. Dex saving throw, right?
Yes, dex saving throw.
Okay. So these 2 guys will make dex saves. It's a 4 and a 7.
Okay, so they both fail.
You can really taste the staples. Oh my god! The mortar lands in the middle of them and explodes.
2 fire damage to them too.
Okay, tight.
Now it's a toasted grunt sandwich.
How's the middle guy looking?
Not, like, great. His little vest burned off.
Screw it, I'm shooting him again.
He looks up at you. Francis, no! Why? Why, Francis?
19.
19 is.
For 18 damage?
That's exactly how many hit points he had left. You see real and true betrayal in his eyes. You kill him. Was that the mortar again?
Yes, it was. Okay. So I need 2 more dex saves.
Okay. I got to enjoy like less than a minute of his first break ever at work. He blew up. Poor little bastard. These 2, at this point, they both actually make it this time. They go, not again! They dive under the little folding table they were just eating sandwiches at as the second mortar goes off. Yeah, I got an 18 and a 21 on that one.
The other 2... Can I get any type of angle to get both of them?
You actually, so you run at an angle about 25 feet forward, and then you slide on the ground to shoot them as they're hiding below the table. They are lined up now.
Okay, I'm going to do a piercing shot. What I'm going to do is, again, I'll do what I always do, then minus 5.
Go for it.
16.
16 hits.
So, first guy takes 17 damage.
Ow.
And then this will be a disadvantage, but I don't get the plus 10, correct?
Yes. Yep.
17 down to a 12. I'm assuming that misses.
12 just misses.
Okay.
So, yeah, you fire into the belly of one of these dudes, and he's so bulbous it doesn't go all the way out the back. He's like, that's in me now! See, looks down at a hole you've just put in his little belly. Francis, why?
You took too long on your break.
You're the worst supervisor we ever had. Glebnor, that is your turn. You can hear, you're like in the tubes. You're in like a bunch of tubes below the cockpit seat. And you can hear like a real kerfuffle going on directly above you.
Did I hear Daddy saying he was getting molested?
We have to retire this bit, but unfortunately, yes.
Nobody molests Daddy! And I'm going to erupt into the cockpit, too.
Okay. Yeah. Give me an athletics check. Just to burst through all the piping.
Jesus.
We're retiring this bit today. This is the last molestation joke we're making on this fucking podcast. It's not funny.
I want to lobby for something real quick.
What?
I got a nat 20.
Okay.
Did the bursting hurt just that guy?
I think with a nat 20.
Did I burst up him since he's on the bottom of the seat?
I think what
happens. And I enter cavities, possibly.
You fly through the piping and you inadvertently hit an eject button on the way up. Toluca, give me a real quick deck saving throw with advantage.
Wait. Yeah, what do you want to do? Soul sap him by the anus.
Wait.
I did nat 20 the deck save on the advantage.
If I allow this, how many times are you going to want to do it in the future?
I mean,
a lot.
Right? Hold on, no.
If I set the soul sap anus precedent today, will it be a problem for me in the future, Mark?
100%. How many people are you going to have seated in pneumatic seats with tube access directly to their ass?
No, the real question is how many people have anuses?
Like, oh.
Yeah, you go.
It's going to be a problem, Ryan. You know it's going to come up. He's going to soul sap Krizik's asshole.
That's my deep fear. I don't want it to be like episode 200. We're all crying from the emotional adventure we all had. And then Mark jumps in a god's ass. I just don't know if we can do it.
How thick are his cheeks? That's really going to be the
you
defining.
You could just say no, Ryan.
I know I could, right? Here's the thing. He's a satyr. Pretty tight little butthole back there. They make little pellets. So I think with a nat 20.
All right, then, ejection seat, and he made the save.
Okay.
Oh, Ryan the prude.
I'm just trying to keep this thing vaguely on the rails. So it feels kind of like Dungeons & Dragons, the game we're playing. Not Looney Tune Fun Splat Zone, or the fuck you're playing over there.
I don't remember anal on Looney Tunes ever.
We went to different websites as children. All right! We're in the zone here. With a nat 20, you rocket into the cockpit, smashing through tubes and gears and buttons, somehow activating the eject pack on this stupid chair. Toluga, you hear a rumble of viscous fluid below you, and you know something bad's about to happen. You look over, and you can see that there is a little chute to, like he could have gone out the side of. You kind of, like, give him a look, like, fuck you, and then slip out with a nat 20. You can actually tell me, how does it look as you eject out of this thing before what's about to happen happens?
I hear the rumbling. I don't see Glebnor anywhere. I roll my eyes. I'm like, I could have just had a spider mech. Now I can't. And I slide out. Arms crossed, scowl on my face.
Like he's going down Geronimo.
But pissed.
It's like a little kid going down the slide frowning. As you just slide out of a tube on the side of the thing. It's you know what? It's like the...
Ankles
it's like,
crossed?
No, it's like the cop going down the slide in Boston.
I'm really sleek, so I'm going way too fast.
You're going way faster out of that thing than they were expecting.
Does the chute lead towards one of the guys he shot?
Yeah, can he double foot?
Can it rocket me?
Can he heel kick some guys?
We'll address that on your turn, but yes. So you dodge out of the way through a side vent, and Glebnor, you rocket through the cockpit. This guy is expelled out of the cockpit through the glass. Roll a d6 for me.
That's strong glass. That's a lot of damage.
I'd say 1d6 to go through indestructible glass.
You guys not kicking enough ass in this fight? What are we doing here? You want more d6?
Five!
I'm just saying, if the glass has an AC of 20 and he just ejector seats
and
into
his
it,
face is
there's
the
a chance it doesn't break.
Roll another d12!
It doesn't have to be a d12, I'm just saying.
I made it the strong glass. It could be a d12.
8.
Okay.
He's got to be almost dead, right?
He looks so fucked up. He feels this, like, deluge of liquid coming from below. And he has this thought of, like, why do we spring for the expensive glass?
He broke through?
He broke right through.
How tall is this Spider-Mac?
It's about 20 feet high on its haunches now.
But it is an ejector seat. It's got a parachute.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. I'm going to say there's got to be some fall damage coming his way, but he's got a parachute.
I mean, he blasts through the glass screaming. You can see there's an incredibly tiny parachute that is so ineffective in this situation as he, like, floats haphazardly through the air for a moment and then lands on the side of the scaffolding. There's like pieces of construction material that like blasted the little chair he was on. He's dangling there looking all fucked up. He's all caught in the cords.
A rocket chair flew into the scaffolding. Can we hit that crumble tail?
Crumble tail? It would be funny.
Let me go get the book. It's downstairs. All right, I found the crumble table. So, as this Krizik pitmaster here has flown out of the cockpit and slammed into the side of the scaffolding they were working on, could somebody roll a d4 for me?
Yeah, I got a 3.
Oh, no. Okay. A piece of ceiling crumbles onto the creature who caused the damage to the structure. That creature must succeed on a DC 12 dex saving throw or suffer 36 bludgeoning damage.
Crushed to
That's
death.
So much.
Because he's locked into his seat, does he have disadvantage on the roll?
He is buckled in for safety.
You guys are getting a little cocky, and I don't like it.
You have to before you fuck us with the spider fight.
He doesn't need disadvantage because he got a 3!
You know those Canadian PSAs that are like super graphic?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. The forklift one where all the pipes go through the guy's chest? Is that what happens?
So he's in like literally in like seconds, he went from operating a heavy machinery to being in the side of like a scaffold building with pipes in his body. He looks up and is like, Krizik, please spare me. As a massive chunk of concrete crushes him.
Amazing.
You're down on the ground, right, Theo?
Yeah.
You look up as just pink mist sprays where a huge section of concrete has like pushed his head into his body and just, it's like every workplace safety video gone wrong at once. He's full of just internal injuries, and so much of his internals now outternal injuries. External, that's the word. It's fine.
Internal.
Derisible.
I think Theo looks at that and goes, man, I'm doing a great job with Glebnor.
Okay, Glebnor, it is technically still your turn. What would you like to do?
I still have my action, right?
Yeah.
I want to take control of the spider back.
Okay. I need a sleight of hand check.
I'm also still
27.
Inside it, aren't I?
No, you're outside of it.
You just got like pooped out the little tube.
Okay.
You just come out the side.
Right out the poop chute.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of controls here. Yeah. You have a lot of pseudopods.
Yeah, I sure do.
So with that high of, you're able to grab all the different controls.
Yes.
Now I just need an intelligence check to see if you how to use it.
No.
You got 2 luck points.
You want me to do it and save?
Sure. Yeah.
17.
Okay. You've kind of figured out that there's 8 main levers. And spiders have 8 legs.
I've seen a spider before.
These levers seem to operate the legs.
Yes.
What would you like to do?
I would like to rampage through the job site.
Unbelievable. That's exactly what I was hoping you would do.
Yeah!
You start jamming on the controls like a maniac.
Yeah.
Daddy!
We got a spider mech!
So, Luga, you fly out the side of the mech. And you're kind of like on the ground, and you look up, and there's 2 of these little edder caps are just staring at you, hiding below a table. What?
Does he get his fucking shooting out the thing attack?
Well, on his turn, he will.
Okay.
But as you fly out, you look back, and you can see that with a huge smile on his face, Glebnor has stuck his head out the top of the cockpit as he is swinging mechanical arms through the building, just completely demolishing what was built.
I wonder if he
days.
Realizes cobbler's out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Cobbler's eating, baby.
That doesn't mean you won't miss and hit him and he dies.
Not that much of a monster, am I?
Yes.
Yeah, you are. A little.
Okay. That is the Arachno mech.
So me, again?
Yeah, so how am I going to do this here? I think I'm going to have to keep making intelligence checks to control this giant thing, because you are just yanking on levers wildly. Another intelligence saving throw.
21.
Unbelievable. Who would you like this thing to use a stomping foot attack on?
What's around me?
There's a couple edder caps hiding below that table.
Yeah, but Theo's right there. Is there anything else?
Can
I attack the scaffolding?
The scaffolding itself?
Yeah.
Wait, where's the scaffolding in relation to my friends?
I mean, it's all around you. They've been putting up all these buildings around. Actually, you know, give me a, let's call this like a perception check.
12.
Okay. With a 12, you notice that there was like a welcome center they were working on for when they first delivered prisoners here. Roll a d20 and add a plus 9. 24. Roll 3d8 plus 15. Yeah, I would have loved to do it on you guys. But, you know, I described a series of tubes, which is like the not the last thing you need to do with this group.
27.
27. Okay, yeah, the welcome center's gone.
Yeah! Welcome to hell!
Mechanical spider foot slams through it. The machine is starting to jolt and kind of get a little jerky now. This was not its intended use. Okay, tight.
She's purring like a kitten, Daddy!
Who? Reggie looks down and is like, oh, yeah! We're crushing this! You guys got this! He's going to give you the help back from Chaluga just by being encouraging. Chaluga! Are you okay over there?
Just building more disappointment.
This conversation is happening while he's positioned like this.
Yeah.
And scowling.
As that happens, you fly out of the poop chute of the spider mech and rocket towards two cowering ettercaps. Yeah, it's your turn. What would you like to do?
I guess continue my rocketing propulsion at
Perfect.
One of
them. Okay, go for it. Make some attack rolls to dive bomb my little ettercaps.
27 to hit.
Oh. The ettercap explodes.
Oh, this is just unarmed strike damage.
Just unarmed strike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah, you fly out of a side tube on this mech directly into the chest of Ettercap that was coming up out of hiding. He was, like, holding his stomach because he just got shot, and he looks up as a fish flies at him at, like, mock speed. Again, like that, you guys gotta look up that tunnel, the slide video of that cop. Really get that image in your mind.
It's fantastic. So much speed.
So much unnecessary speed. Actually, roll one more D6. We're gonna call this just momentum damage.
9.
Yeah, this guy's fucked up. You hit him so fast, your foot is in his stomach.
Oh,
he's in the hole.
Let go of me.
Oh my god!
Let go of me.
Screaming. He can't get out. Yeah, that was your first attack. What else you got?
I'm going to unarmed strike him again. I'm going to kick right next to where my foot is stuck to pry it out.
Oh my god. Remember
it's like you're taking
Pineapple
off
Express where he tries to kick through the windshield?
That's Nat 1.
It just gets stuck.
That one, you go to kick your other foot loose, and that foot gets stuck in the hole.
God, what are you?
It's like, why are you doing this?
Let go of me.
This is my worst day at work ever.
It's a lot from a slave.
He's flopping on the ground, and there's just a fish with 2 feet in his stomach. He doesn't know what to do.
Let go of me.
But give him the bonus action.
Flex those abs and choke him to death.
Wear him like a hula hoop.
This is the worst day.
That's a 12. Is my arm now stuck?
You go to punch him as he goes to yell, and then your fist goes in his mouth.
What are you doing? Let go of
he's
me!
He's biting on your wrist. You only have one arm free now. So much of you is in this guy.
That's my turn.
That was your turn?
Yeah. That was my two actions, unless you don't count the first
thing.
What
is this Cronenbergian teacup you're making?
Did you flurry of blows or just bonus
just
action?
I'm not flurrying. I don't want all four of my limbs stuck in a fucking spider human, man.
Oh, God. Okay, that's this guy's turn, so he's gonna bite you.
Let go of me.
That's an 18 to hit?
That hits. Yeah,
your fist is in his hand. That's 8 piercing damage, 4 poison damage for 12 total, as he's gnawing on your hand.
Again, he just had to hit the ejector seat. Had to hit the ejector seat.
And the other guy, with tears in his eyes, runs at Theo, and he's like, "Francis, you son of a bitch!" He just runs at you full
Hold
speed.
On. Does he run out of my?
He does have to run by you.
If you like, with your reaction. One free hand, you just slap him.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna fucking punch this guy. Nat 1. Do I get stuck in him?
Nat 1. You go to punch this guy in the ass, but you were not ready for how wide his butthole was.
What the fuck,
credit cards him.
You are just stuck in dudes.
Why'd you do this to me?
Why did I do this to you?
You could have just said I missed. Now I'm stuck in his ass and his chest.
Okay.
Hey, check for polyps while you're up there.
Well, can he run away? Is he able to run away from me?
No.
I'm in his ass.
I think you...
You sentinel striked his asshole?
Make a medicine check for me real quick.
Does he have...
prostate cancer.
That's a nat one.
You've stimulated something inside of this creature's body.
Ryan!
And you can't see what's happening because you're behind him, but a spray of web comes out of the front of him at Theo. Theo, I need you to make a DC 12 dexterity saving throw.
Why me?
I'm so sorry.
Are you?
You're not the one getting jizzed on.
Yeah.
13.
Oh my god.
Thank god.
Shit. You've dodged the web strand that would have restrained you. Okay. Theo, it's your turn.
Yeah, this happens to me.
Toluca, you were yelling at me. You're in two men.
I'm going to kill everyone here.
Do you want me to just leave them for you?
No, I mean everyone. And as I stare daggers at everybody with all four of my eyes.
Hit the little ones come out. Okay. Yeah, Theo, it's your turn, buddy. It's only the first episode we've recorded today. We usually don't get this giggly to like episode three of a session.
Ryan just likes picking on me.
I'm not picking on you.
You made me stimulate some guy's prostate. You could just said you punched his butt cheek and bounced off.
Well, he got a nat one.
Nat one is asshole. I feel like that's nat 20 behavior.
Listen, the guy wanted to use Webstrand, and you gave me a perfect excuse. So I'm sorry, okay?
No, you're not. You love fucking with me.
I'm having a great time. It's your fucking turn, Theo.
I love how Glebnor couldn't go in someone's ass, but
I can slip on in. You know what precedence this sets now for me, Ryan? I can summon four arms inside this guy's asshole.
Oh my god, you could...
I could rip this guy's butthole asunder.
That'd be tight. He's got four hit points left, so I can take much.
You could really just clench your fist and kill him.
Oh, man.
Theo, my bud, my pal, how you doing? About, 10 feet away from you. There's just... It is really Cronenberg-esque what's happening over there. It's not good to look at. What do you like to do? You guys gotta lock in. We're serious now.
I don't know how serious any of this is.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not, Ryan. Don't lie to me. You love fucking with me.
A little bit.
But now I know I can slip into people's assholes.
This particular guy hold on. Wide set hole, all right? These things happen.
You're slippery. The precedent has been set.
The precedent is you have to get a nat one to slip into asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, he's lubed to the gills.
Everyone get out of your system, because this we have to kill this bit after this episode.
You let this bit happen!
Yeah, maybe.
Actually, you spearheaded this bit.
Yeah.
I am going to take no responsibility. How about that? How about that for once?
All right.
Please shoot these dudes.
Yeah, the guy that shot Webb.
Shoot him in
me.
The asshole.
No, your hand's in there.
I'm shooting him right in his penis.
What are you, RoboCop?
Yes.
Yeah, give me a RoboCop dick shot. This guy has a pretty good amount of hit points left, despite,
You said he had four.
That's the guy that you have three.
No, I'm talking about when I said I could summon four arms inside this guy's asshole.
That could also happen. Yeah, who knows?
So 24 down to a 19.
19 will hit.
I'm going to pump a violent shot into it.
Okay.
So that's 23 plus 32 penis damage.
That's a lot of penis damage.
Give me a... You know what? You need to give me a track for this. You fire for where the web came out of his waist area.
Yeah.
And as you fire into it, I just looked this up on Google. He screams, "My palpal bulbs! My palpal bulbs! It's where male spiders store their semen! My bulbs! You gotta shut off my bulbs!" He's alive.
What does he have to live for?
He's lacking palpal bulbs, I'll tell you that much. Yeah.
I'm gonna take another shot at him.
Okay.
Not my bulbs!
17.
17 hits.
25 damage.
Yeah, I'll do it. Okay. How does that look?
I think as he's saying everything, I just raise the gun and shoot him right between the eyes.
Yeah. The humane thing to do.
Yeah. And I'm just done listening to him.
He looks at you.
And he just slumps over, and Taluk has still got his fist up his ass.
Yeah, it's like a, what's that called?
Puppet.
What are those?
Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
No.
Punch and Judy?
Sock'em Bop?
Sock'em Bopper. He's a Sock'em Bopper. There it is. We got there. I think there is just more one fun, moment man. Where he looks at you and he's like, et tu, Francis? Et tu? Put a bullet through his head. And he becomes wristwear for Taluga. Okay. Glebnor, walking on this cockpit. A lot of buttons.
Oh, I have a bonus action.
Oh, what would you like to do with your bonus action?
I want to swing to somewhere really high.
Oh, sick. Yeah. No check required. You zip up Spider-Man style and get a real good, lay of the land.
Yeah.
You look with pride as Glebnor is absolutely fucking up this construction site with this mech.
Good job, Glebnor.
Glebnor.
Thanks.
How safe is Cobbler?
Actually, yeah, you make a perception check now that you're up there. And I'll say you make it with advantage because of the height.
27.
Okay. You look and you can see... Cobbler is like swinging from like these two like pylons, and as he like swings down, he's just grabbing handfuls of rubble and eating them. Super safe. He's having a great time over there. He got distracted and didn't really even get into the battlefield area. He's kind of like behind where you guys came from. I think with that high of a roll, you look, he's eating a part of a building that's not part of this project at all. It's just a completely separate building.
Eat it all, buddy.
Okay, Glebnor. An intelligence saving throw to operate the mechanism here.
Nat 20?
Okay.
Wow.
The smartest he's ever been.
I know. It's so intuitive. It is like a big Tonka truck.
Yeah.
With a nat 20, would you like to use an iron fist attack to punch one of these big spider legs through some more building? Or would you like to use the flame jet? There's a big button with like a little fire symbol on the middle. So big and so red.
Come on. Come on. Don't even ask stupid questions like that. Do you want to push the big shiny red button with no consequences?
Roll.
Well, with consequences.
Glebnor doesn't get consequences.
What are you talking about? My own father hates me.
Yeah, that hasn't changed your approach.
Roll a straight up luck check.
He's 2.
17.
In my head, I was like, if you get above 15, we'll get a little silly here. The flame jet shoots a 100-foot-long line of flame.
Oh, my God.
So you hit the button as the back legs of the spider kind of, like, crunch down into, like, sections of the rubble you built. So you're aiming the flame jet into the air. And with a 17 on a luck check, our dirigible's floating right on by when that happens.
Hit the dirigible.
Oh, the humanity!
Yeah, this massive Zeppelin.
Not it's filled with helium.
Hindenburg 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Hindenburg 2 Electric Boogaloo. As a flaming dirtable flies over Manzo Barra. Complete chaos abounds. Okay. Reggie looks down and is like, Taluga, you got a guy on you!
I stare daggers at Reggie.
I'm trying to be helpful. Do you need help getting him off you? Or what's the plan?
Do I not get bonus action stuff because I'm piloting a giant spider?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's your full turn operating this giant contraption.
Totally fair. Totally fair.
Reggie's like, can I aid you in any way?
No.
You sure about? You look kind of bummed out down there.
I'm just disappointed and mad.
Bummed out?
Oh, hey, not cool, man. Don't listen to him, Taluga. And he casts Enhance Ability, Cat's Grace on you. Slide on out of there, buddy.
You couldn't have given him Bull Strength or whatever it is?
Slide on out. Whatever you got to do. You got this. It's your turn.
I'm gonna beat a motherfucker with another motherfucker.
Go ahead.
Sock and bopper.
More fun than a pillow fight!
16.
16 hits.
11 damage.
Unbelievable. Well, folks, we're going to end today's episode with a spider mech on the rampage spraying flames and machinery into the sky. You see Taluga is beating a man with a man. Just spider parts and viscera everywhere as Taluga is just pounding a dude with a dude. It's so gross. Yeah, Theo, you're just kind of hanging out there, you know.
Surveying all the damage I've done.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, gang, that was fucking insane. None of the things I wanted to do got done. I didn't get to use any of my cool tools. Hear me complain about it on our after show. Yeah, thanks, everybody. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.